Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode with myself, Leanne, on my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. Today, I wanted to talk about connection. Connection is something that we all need to work on a daily basis, because I feel that, yes, we connect with one another. We might have romantic relationships. We have friends. We have family. We have work colleagues. We are connecting on a daily basis. But the true connection that we need to make sure that we're connecting in with on a daily basis is with ourselves and our higher self, because connecting with our higher self is an important part of our spiritual growth. This is why meditation helps us to focus into our inner world. Again, you might know other religions where prayer is a thing that they do, and that helps bring a bit of stillness back into their life so that they can get guidance, whether it's from God, Source, Energy, Buddha, Allah, whoever you believe in. But at the end of the day, it's that connection, it's that stillness, it's that inner peace that we want to bring into our lives on a daily basis. That's so important, because again, we're all so frazzled as we go along our lives. We're doing our 9-to-5 jobs, or we're self-employed, or we're stay-at-home parents, or whatever the case may be, but we are frazzled. We are bombarded on a daily basis on social media. There's so much glitz and glamour and shiny objects out there now that sometimes we go to bed and we're probably not even resting properly. So what I wanted to do with this episode is to make you aware of the connection, make you aware of stepping back into your self-care routine, of inspiring you to go, from this day forward, I am going to connect back in with myself. Because maybe you've done it in the past and you got amazing results from it. Maybe you're totally new to all of this, and that too is okay. But if you're listening to this today, take it as a sign that you may potentially need to connect in to yourself, to your higher self, and to bring back that stillness, that peace and that calm to yourself. So how you can get started with connecting in with your higher self? You can start by connecting to the power, true stillness, true meditation. Go to YouTube, go to my YouTube channel, whatever the case may be, do a guided meditation, and then sit in the silence of that guided meditation as you go on your journey to connect in with yourself. And this is why it is so important. Research has shown basically that meditation can help us reduce stress, improve our sleep, our quality of our lives, and even boost our immune function. If you're interested in learning more about meditation, again, as I said, do some of my guided meditations, tap into your breath work. I always say to my clients that come to me, I always say to them, at every single part of your day, if you can connect intentionally in with your breath 3 times, where you place your hand on your belly. One hand, I love doing it on my heart chakra, and another hand on my solar plexus. Your solar plexus is just around your rib cage area. And take 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you can close your eyes for that connection, it's even more powerful. That's why I highly recommend it to my clients, especially for people who are in highly stressful jobs. Whether you're a teacher, it doesn't matter. Whether you work in a cafeteria and you get stressed, again, you can go to the bathroom, excuse yourself from the situation, close your eyes and connect in with your breath. Take those 3 deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And again, this is the connection that you need to do to yourself, because again, we are so, again, I repeat, frazzled on our day-to-day lives with being bombarded with so many things around us that we need to connect in and sit in that stillness so that we can embody who we are, who we're becoming, or to just be. It is okay to just be. Sometimes I even have to remind myself that it is okay to just be, because sometimes I'm so busy with running my business, the kids, the home life, my husband and all the things, and always striving, I suppose, because I strive to do so much for others, that I'm always like, what else can I do to help them? But sometimes I need to remind myself, Leanne, it's okay to just be, to just sit in stillness, to take those deep breaths, to connect in with myself. A great way to connect in also with yourself is put on beautiful music that is relaxing, that is soft, that it soothes you. Again, everyone is different. Have a journal, a blue pen, because a blue pen is magical. Get your senses going with some incense, with essential oils. Bring them all in. Close your eyes, connect in with your breath. And then just sit in the silence. If thoughts come in, let them out, let them go, let them flow. Don't overjudge, don't analyze them. Just let them in, let them out, and let them go. Sit there for as long as you can. Then feel into your body. Is there tingles? Is there sensations? Again, because obviously I deal with Reiki, I think of the chakras. What's coming up? Is it my root chakra, my sacral chakra, my solar plexus, and so on? You don't need to know any of this. Where do I feel a tingle in my body? If I don't, great. If I do, curious. Then journal after it. What came up? What thoughts, ideas, inspirations came up? And it doesn't need to be anything got to do with manifesting. It doesn't have to be anything got to do with future. There might be a lot of stuff coming up from your past and you're like, why am I thinking of that? Maybe it's an indication that you need to release it. And because you honored yourself and set in the stillness and set in the connection, you now are aware of, oh my God, I am still carrying this with me. Energetically, because we're energetic beings, hence why the connection is so important. So honor yourself today if you can, to give yourself the gift of connection, of that self-care, that love and respect that you deserve on a daily basis by connecting in with yourself. When we connect in with ourselves and grant ourselves that stillness on a daily basis, we can show up better in the world. We can sometimes expect so much from others, but we don't do the work ourselves. As I always say to people, there is no one coming to save you. I know that sounds so hard and heavy, but there isn't. You have to save yourself and get others to help you in the process, but no one is coming to spoon feed you. No one is coming to push that buggy. No one is coming because you're not a baby anymore. And again, I am saying, if you need help, go get the help, go find the help. That is no problem. But that is the help you have to implement, the stuff that has been taught to you, the stuff that has been shown to you. Again, like I always say to my clients, you have to show up and do the work. If I didn't show up and do the work that I had to do on myself over the past decade, I wouldn't be who I am today and I wouldn't be able to share this inspiration and all I've gone through with you to help you on your journey. And I guarantee you, when you connect in with yourself and honor yourself enough to connect in more with yourself, to ground your energy, to bring yourself back into stillness, only then can you understand what's truly going on within you and around you. So stop today. Honor yourself. Give yourself the gift of stillness. Give yourself the gift of self-care, of doing the beautiful self-care ritual. Like I said, get the incense going, get the essential oils, bring out the crystals if you want to, bring in all the woo-woo magical stuff there is. But gift yourself the stillness and connection. Feel free to ask questions to your higher self. When you're sitting in that meditative state, what is it that I need to know? Be specific with the guidance that you're looking for. Then see what thoughts, ideas, and inspirations come to you. But again, if stuff comes up from the past, maybe is that lingering there and it needs to be healed. You are the only one that is going to be able to understand this. No one can come and go, I think you're suffering with this. I think this is going on with you. I think this. Because again, we can only ever connect the dots by looking back. But again, if we want to be more enlightened, if we want to be more peaceful, if we want to have more love, if we want to radiate at such a high frequency that we feel incredible and amazing and joyfulness and loving and all of those amazing high vibrations, it starts with becoming still. It starts with the connection to our higher selves. And only by you doing the work, because everything is work. I always say to my clients, every single day I work on myself. Every single day is a healing day. There is no such thing of I'm healed, I'm out the door. You still have to work on yourself on a daily basis. But don't view it as work, as a heavy slog that you need to do. It's the most beautiful, incredible gift that you can give yourself. And the great thing about it is, it'll have a ripple effect on those around you. Because I know the work that I'm doing has a ripple effect on my husband, on my three beautiful kids. How incredible is that? And hopefully they'll go out onto the world and shine that out onto the world. We all have bad days. We're all going to have days where we want to put the quilt over our head and go, good luck, God bless, can't do it anymore. We're all going to have days like that. But know that you're so worthy of so much more than that. But you have to connect in with yourself to know that you're worthy of more than that. And that's why connecting in with yourself, your higher self, God, Buddha, Allah, whoever, I don't care, the shiny stars in the sky, Mother Gaia, whoever. But you're connecting in with your higher self by bringing that stillness back, by honoring and respecting yourself. You don't need to know all the steps, as I always say. You just need to take the first step. And if this is your first step, wait until you see where the next steps will come. Because you will be able to flow with life when you honor and respect the flow and the energies that are all around you and within you. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I always like to kind of keep them short and sweet, the episodes, because again, like that, we're all busy, but not that we're all busy. There's nuggets of wisdom. Try and implement this today if you can. Again, if you've enjoyed it, please feel free to like and share it with others, that it might enrich their lives, put a smile on their face, whatever the case may be, and it might bring a bit of stillness and happiness into their lives. As always, I'm sending you so much love and light from my heart to yours, and always feel free to reach out to me. I have loads of different offerings, and if I can be of service and of a help to you, I'm so happy to be able to share whatever I can with you. So go shine your light out onto the world by honouring and respecting yourself first, and loving onto yourself by taking that stillness, that calm, those three deep breaths, and by connecting in with your higher self today and every day if you can. Sending you so much love and light. Have the best blessed day ever.